Let's practice diligently. Learn and study yourself. That's what we're to do now. Keep studying, knowing oneself until we know completely and utterly. Feel this body and feel this mind and learn the truth of them. If we know the mind truly, utterly, clearly, we release from mind. It releases itself. We can't push it or release it. It releases itself. Some people like the idea of emptiness. Okay, we don't have to have morality because we don't attach to anything. Some people like emptiness and think they don't have to walk the path of wisdom because just let go of everything and enter emptiness. But what they don't realize is they're just doing that according to their defilements of mind, are pushing them. People who keep saying emptiness, emptiness, they don't really understand true emptiness. We practice until seeing that there is no self, become an arahant, a fully enlightened being. The heart and mind aren't us. Emptiness is emptiness of a self. It's not there exists nothing. That's not emptiness, or hiding in a place where there's nothing. Nibbana doesn't have anything? There's nothing? No, that's not true. Nibbana has nirvana. There are real phenomena. It's not that there aren't real phenomena. We don't deny phenomena. There are things. The name of this temple is Santitam. That's nirvana. Nirvana has characteristics. It's peaceful. It's peaceful from what? It's peaceful from the defilements. It's peaceful and free from misunderstanding. It has no ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing suffering, not knowing the cause of suffering, not knowing about nirvana, and not knowing the path leading to nirvana or to the end of suffering. That's not knowing. We know that this body and mind are suffering. That's wisdom. That's the opposite of ignorance. Knowing this body and mind are suffering, knowing that the cause of suffering is clinging desire. Some people that say you don't have to know or watch or meditate or notice this body and mind because everything's just empty. They're ignorant, but they don't see it. They don't see their ignorance. Dhamma isn't something that you can figure out in your thoughts or your minds and come up with a clever idea. It's a very, very subtle and sublime thing. There are so many ways our minds can fool us. The very subtle defilements look just like wholesome states. They're dangerous in this sense. Like a busy mind, for example. At the subtle level of a busy mind is not busy with sense desire. Our minds, as at this level, are busy in sense desire. Our mind is all scattered because we want this, we want to see this, we want to hear this, we want to do that. We want this or that to change. But those at a very subtle level of Dhamma have a different level of a busy mind, are interested not in sense desire, but in meditative states. The ego of non-practitioners or early practitioners is about is thinking that we're good and thinking that we're good practitioners or good people or smart or whatever it might be, big egos. But as we get to subtler levels of practice, when there's still an ego left, it's no longer thinking it's good, it's actually thinking that it's dirty and needs to be clean, needs to be more pure, not pure enough. Sometimes we don't even know that some impurities, we think they're pure. Sometimes we're in the form or formless jhanas, and we think we're someone who, oh, we're in jhanas, we like to be in a cave, we like to be peaceful, we like to be just alone, and so simple life, and we very subtly have impurities there. Don't see it. We're ignorant to the truth. We just think that we're somebody that's so peaceful and never gets angry. But that isn't necessarily the case. There's some subtle defilements thinking, oh, I'm great, I'm peaceful, I'm better than them. So we have to know the Four Noble Truths and what our duty or function is with regards to the Four Noble Truths. The truth of suffering. Our duty is to know it, the cause of suffering. Our duty is to eliminate it. The cessation of suffering, our duty is to realize it. The path leading to the end of suffering or sensation of suffering, our duty is to develop it. And these Four Noble Truths is just one task, really. It sounds like four. But the moment when the cause of suffering is eliminated, then we are free from suffering and have developed, fully developed the path. And we know suffering. All four happen in the same moment. Whenever the cause of suffering is eliminated, suffering is known, the path is fully developed, and nirvana is realized. This is the knowledge of an enlightened being. Some people think they're better than the Buddha. They know more, they've figured something out. That's an overstatement. You can't bring your body and mind into nirvana. So it's about, Buddhism is about eliminating wrong view. If we still have monks and nuns that don't have right view, see things correctly, then we'll no longer have Buddhism. Okay, so it's the homework period. He's gonna get to listen to everybody and see if they have correct view or still busy in their wrong view. So he knows he's over-focusing and it's tight, uncomfortable. Be brave. If the mind is scattered, just know it's scattered. If we don't like it, know that we don't like it. If we're able to see the liking or the not liking, then the mind can become impartial. Each time the mind starts liking again or disliking, we know so, and then it's equanimous again. We keep practicing this again and again and again until the mind is impartial to phenomena. The mind gets smart. It sees whatever arises falls. It accepts this. Anger arises and falls, happiness, unhappiness arises and falls, anger arises and falls. Whatever it is that arises also falls. It's just the ordinary way of things. Use the word all things, or whatever it is that arises. It doesn't have to have a name. It's an all-encompassing knowledge, the wisdom, not just regarding this particular phenomenon or that phenomenon, but it's an understanding that all phenomena arise and falling. And when the mind is practicing very strongly, we'll see things arising and falling at the center of the chest, and we won't even know what they are. There isn't even time for our mind to acknowledge what it is or sense what it is. Don't even know what they are, but we can see that things are arising and falling. At the point of enlightenment, see very clearly something arise and something fall, and then the final understanding happens. You just said everything. If we're able to see that clearly, then we see something that doesn't arise and doesn't fall. We get to see nirvana. Just the fact that we are born means that we're not so good and not so smart. Just the fact that we're born. So we all have to practice. So let's practice this practice of wisdom. And when our minds are too busy and not comfortable enough, then we practice samatha. Every Wednesday, the monks send in their homework to him, or submit their homework to him. He's joking. He's saying that he brings his wife and child to meditate together every night. And he says, oh, that's great. Usually it's the woman that forces the man to do it. If the mind is in a daze or deluded, just know that it is. Don't reject it. Don't resist it. Let these phenomena teach you the Dhamma. He says he's not sure why, he's just feeling in such a daze and a haze. So that's because you're old. Keep practicing. Soon you won't fall asleep when you're doing your sitting meditation. If you have enough strength of mindfulness, the mind will be bright. She's lazy. Says, I don't like hearing that.
Right.
She's like, I couldn't find my mind. He said, don't try to find it. She said, you told me not to be lazy, but I still am. He says, well, at least I taught correctly. I said not to be lazy. Can you see that your mind isn't normal and natural now? Don't try to fix it. Just accept that that's how it is right now. I'm holding my mind together, he said. Yes, you are, but better than less than before. Keep practicing. See the mind wanting to speak? See how it popped up, that desire? See that. Know that. Don't be fooled by it. Everything comes up that way. And it comes up by itself. You're a easy to anger, an irritable person. So try to see the truth that these things are coming up on their own. I'm still nervous when I talk to you. That's normal. Sorry, I have to go console the person I told was old. Okay, you're just a little old. He practices every day. But he notices that he's still interfering. The mind isn't equanimous. See that the mind isn't equanimous. When it's not equanimous, it interferes. He can see that he's not afraid to be born again. If we don't see the truth that every time we are born, it suffers. If we don't see that, we're still going to want to be born into every moment. It's hard for us to see our past lives and see how much suffering there was, and that every time we're born, it's suffering. So what we see instead is that in every moment in this life, when we're born into something, born into a new phenomenon, that it's suffering. Don't be discouraged, just keep going. You have to be strong, you know. So he's had students that, by one student was practicing and saw his own skull in his attention. And he's like, oh God, that's horrible. I'm not going to practice anymore. So he wouldn't want to practice. Longpa had him keep watching, and then he kept watching, and then he was able to see his entire skeleton until it completely disappeared, and all that was left is the mind. Now he wants to keep practicing. So we get discouraged sometimes, but we have to keep going. She says, you're just wanting to be good. You're rejecting the delusion states or the hazy states. You don't want them. You get angry at them. Just see the anger, see the not liking. He said, don't meditate with you. To one lady, he just said, don't put your head up when you're meditating. You meditate with your head down, you'll be weak. Be strong, put your head up. So anybody like to ask him a question? Put up your hand or your number. Is there anybody? He says there's already a lot of helpers, so probably you don't have any questions. Anyone? ไม่มีครับOkay, you don't have to. He said you're better than last week. You're all doing better than last week. You were a very scattered mind when you came here last week. There were only two or three people that were peaceful last time, but just about everybody has a state of peace to them. Let's just use a normal and ordinary life for our practice. Let's not make it complicated. Let's not make lots of conditions. Just use our normal everyday life and put that feeling and seeing our body and mind into it. And the mind will be good on its own. Right? Our mind is already better than it was last week. Every day try to do a formal practice if you have time. But the most important time is in your regular daily life, not when you're doing your meditation. Keep being aware. If you're only good when you're practicing meditation, you're not really good. Because each day, how much do we practice meditation, right? Most of the time, we're out in our life. That's when we really need it. So just live your normal everyday life and keep inserting that awareness and mindfulness. The mind will become a more peaceful one. And we'll start to see the truth that this body moves, and it's just what the mind sees. The mind is known or seen, and the body is known or seen, and every feeling that comes through, the happiness, the unhappiness, the wholesome and unwholesome states, good and bad states, are all things that are seen or known. They come, they go. We can't stop them from coming, we can't control them. We'll see that both this mind and this body are things that are always changing and not under our control. So keep watching, keep looking, and we'll start to get smart. We'll have smart and bright minds without having to practice much meditation. Not bright from sitting in meditation, but bright from mindfulness. Because it's understanding correctly. It's a much brighter light than meditation is. Has anybody seen bright wisdom? How bright one wisdom can get. There's lots of different levels of wisdom. We always get a little bit. We always get a little bright whenever we have a bit of wisdom. Even a bright thought, a light bulb goes off, right? Even in the cartoons. A little bit of wisdom has a little bit of brightness always. But nothing can match the brightness of enlightening wisdom. The entire world disappears in front of our eyes, and all that's left is the bright light of wisdom. The Buddha taught the eye of Dhamma that has arisen. True understanding has arisen, and knowing correctly has arisen. No more ignorance. That's the case of when the Buddha enlightened. Bright light has arisen. The light has arisen when the mind is in full wisdom. True bright light arises. But let's practice as dark people first, I suppose. Okay, so we're past the Canadians now. Now onto the Thai people. Yeah, he called a bunch of numbers and then he said, "Oh, we're out of time." He says, "Only I'm allowed to speak a lot. Nobody else speak a lot." That sounds familiar. Mind is scattered. Breathe. come back to yourself. But not too tight. When you're wanting to speak, see the wanting. Everything comes up like the same, just the same way. Don't force things not to arise. Let it arise first and then know. Starting to be able to depend on himself, not having to get answers for everything. Just seeing, not having to entertain curiosities. But looking at still, that you see that you're trying to get results, you're trying to be good, wanting it to be the way we want it to be. See, first, we're greedy, we want it to be a certain way, and then when it's not the way that we want it, then we get angry. So we don't get what we want, then we get angry. But the anger is the easiest thing to see. But behind the anger was the greed of not getting what we, of wanting something. It's a little more subtle than the anger. And then delusion is a little more subtle than seeing the desire or the wanting. Because we have to, it's in the background there, because we thought something, we had an idea about something, in order for the greed to arise. He said, is there still... He asked him, he says, is there a still self? Is there still a self? Are you a stream enterer yet? He said, no, there's still a self. He said, oh, good. Glad you see that. You're practicing much more naturally now. Just take your time, like a fruit that's, you're practicing correctly, you have morality, you have concentration, wisdom is learning by itself, you just need time, like a fruit that isn't ripe yet, If they're static, move it around. Try and find a spot where there isn't static. Don't practice samatha while you're driving. You don't want the body to disappear in the middle of traffic. There is no Buddha statue that has his eyes closed. We don't have to close our eyes when we're practicing.
แต่บางทีตาดูอยู่นะแต่ไม่เห็นเลย
He was just worried about something. If he keeps his eyes open, like something getting in his eye. He said, it's okay, you can blink. If something comes into your eye closes by itself. He said, she said, I would like to donate my, how do you say, offer my homework to you, donate my practice to you. Don't get angry at the busy mind. Just see it. You're quite the thinker indeed. And you've got lots of opinions. Try to see when you're forming opinions about things. It'll slowly get better. You're able to separate the aggregates. Can you see that? It feels like suffering is at a bit of a distance. He says, but is the mind normally like it is now? Suffering is only at a distance right now because you're pushing it away at a distance. You just need a normal and natural mind. It's only if there's a distance between us and the world in a natural way, in a natural setting where we're not interfering, that's the good stuff. Right now you're pushing, you're keeping yourself at a distance rather than it happening naturally. You seeing the defilements? Yes, I see lots. He says, oh, good. That's the way to do it. She says, I want you to live 40 more years. But at first she said, I want you to live 40 years. He wanted to make sure that, you know, he's over 40. He can actually live a little longer. Mm-hmm. He said, I knew she would talk a lot, this lady. He needs to see our face in order to connect and give us teaching. So he had her pick her head up. She's asking for forgiveness from him if she ever did anything wrong. He said, okay, fine. Can you see that the aggregates can separate out? Before, you weren't able to see that, and you thought that I was teaching incorrectly. But now that you're practicing well and you're having... some correct practice experiences happening. Now you're asking for forgiveness. That's good. You're asking for forgiveness means that you know that you were thinking wrongly before and you're starting to move in the right direction. He says he over-focuses and doesn't see anything in his meditation. He said, then practice in your daily life. Let your eyes and ears make contact with the world and see what reactions arise.
ดีของหลวงพ่อเนี่ยมาตรฐานจิตเกิดเนี่ยไม่ได้นะ
These days, if he compliments that you're practicing correctly, it means that you're able to separate the aggregates, at least. That's the minimum standard now for someone that I'll say is doing well. Once we separate the aggregates and keep practicing wisdom, the mind will start to understand on its own. Before my mind was too still, you said. When the mind is on the path of wisdom, it'll move back and forth between samatha and vipassana. You don't have to know what things are called. Just see the phenomena that come and go, and there's no self. That's when it's truly happening. If we still have, oh, that's angry, oh, that's this, that's that, there's still, the mind isn't concentrated enough for true wisdom to arise in those moments. Offering her practice to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, and Lungpa. When we anumotana, we get merit just from feeling that way, rejoicing in other people's good doing. That's a meritous deed, just the rejoicing. I'm really trying to just see things the way they are, starting to see that I can't control anything. I see it only sometimes. So keep practicing. One day will be a true acceptance. Once there is this full acceptance, we never are an ordinary person again. We've transcended humanity. I don't know if I'm practicing correctly. Yeah, correctly. You don't know that? When the mind is tainted or with a defilement or worried, just see it. Don't stop it. If the mind is good, the mind is bad, let's not interfere. If we're happy with the state that's there, let's know. If we're unhappy with the state that's there, let's know, and in the end we'll be equanimous to all phenomena. Keep watching. That's enough for today.